Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon in Tampa, usually sunny Tampa in the Sunshine State, but in this part of the Sunshine State, let's call it soggy Tampa, as Mother Nature certainly impacted the start of the 2024 season for the University of Louisville baseball. We're going to talk about that, including with guest transfer pitcher for the University of Louisville, Jake Carrabba, is going to join us here in the Cards Cast in just a few moments. But the Cardinals, as I mentioned, Mother Nature really impacting the start to their season. It was supposed to, clearly, as typically is, a Friday, Saturday, Sunday kind of deal. But seeing what that forecast was looking like as that opening day was coming, just hours away, that schedule was changed and that Sunday game was nixed. The UConn game that was supposed to happen on Sunday morning was moved to Friday, making Friday a doubleheader. Indiana State at noon in the opener, a game Louisville eventually lost 8-7. Then UConn in the second game, a game Louisville eventually lost 4-3. And then the Cardinals were supposed to play host South Florida on Saturday at 4. Just about the time the game was supposed to get started, that's when the rains really started hitting the Tampa area, and basically the Cardinals and the Bulls showed at the ballpark in just enough time to get wet and then get back on the bus as the game was postponed. It was supposed to be 9 a.m. Sunday. Fast forward the clock a couple hours, and that game was canceled. So Louisville's opening weekend and what was supposed to be sunny Tampa kind of washed out. Louisville 0-2, third game canceled. So the Cardinals up next Wednesday, Jim Patterson Stadium, their home opener against Xavier. The Xavier team, by the way, picked to finish second behind UConn in the Big East Conference this season. So Louisville, you know, nice little challenging schedule, clearly, to get the 2024 season started. As I mentioned, Indiana State, clearly no slouch, a super regional team a season ago, picked to win the Missouri Valley Conference. UConn, a regional team last year, picked to win the Big East Conference. As I mentioned, Xavier, number two behind UConn in the Big East Conference preseason poll by the coaches. They're coming in as the home opener for the Cardinals on Wednesday. You know, but as disappointing as the first weekend was here in Tampa for the Cardinals, there are some bright spots to take away from it. As I mentioned, you know, two really good starts, Sebastian Gongora, the transfer pitcher who's picked up some preseason All-American honors, thought he was really impressive in his five innings of work, struck out seven, did give up two runs. But even when he had the leadoff hits, one, two, three in a row, had a leadoff walk, he still seemed very in control of himself. And even allowing those two runs in the second inning, settled down and really went to work after giving up those two runs. Also impressed with Evan Webster and his start against UConn. Thought he was impressive in his four innings of work. Jake Carrabba, our guest coming up here, really impressed with the way he finished the last 2.1 innings against Indiana State. And Caleb Corbett, threw just a little over two innings, gave up a solo home run, but that was the only hit that he allowed. I thought he was pretty solid out on the mound. And offensively, really liked the toughness of Logan Beard. I mean, that's something that he really brings you. And you see that in everything, especially in the collision, which, kind of started a little bit of rally for the Cardinals against Indiana State when he made that the collision at first base, and then eventually issued second base and eventually came home to score. Matt Klein, I liked how he came through in a clutch moment with bases loaded, Cardinals needing a hit, and he hits a double to drive into. He also later scored. And Ryan McCoy showing that, he knows how to put the ball around the ballpark and really missed a couple home runs. I mean, just feet from a home run twice on the afternoon. Had a triple, his first triple as a Cardinal. So congratulations to him as well. So there were some positive things, but certainly both games were ones that Louisville, again, shoulda, woulda, coulda. The wins were seemed like they were just kind of right there in the grasp for them to take. And again, against two really quality opponents, similar to what we saw last year, unfortunately, the bullpen takes the mound and you're not sure what you're going to get. And it was kind of a roller coaster ride. And that roller coaster ride impacted Louisville's outcome in both those games as both of them came up as one-run losses. But again, not all of it was bad. As I mentioned, Jake Carrabba was really good coming out of the bullpen. Caleb Corbett was solid coming out of the bullpen. And some other highlights as well from the weekend. But certainly, you didn't want to start 0-2. But now Louisville really wants to, shake that off. As Dan McDonald says, don't get high, don't get too high, don't get too low. As John L. Smith might say, hey, rip off that rear view mirror. Because the Cardinals certainly need to focus on, you don't want to focus on April, May, or June. You need to focus on February. You need to focus on that home opener against Xavier and come out and get a W and start stacking those wins. So let's talk about the weekend. Let's talk about Jake Carrabba's first appearance on the mound for the Cardinals. He's a guy that really did well at Lewis University, transferred to the Cardinals, Division II school, multi All-American honors while he was there, a starter for Lewis University. His role so far at Louisville, as I mentioned, came out of the pen in that opener against Indiana State, finished off the game 2.1 innings of work without allowing a hit, no runs, did issue two walks, struck out four, threw 40 pitches, facing nine batters, threw 40 pitches, 27 of them strikes. 40 pitches, 27 of them strikes. Don't know why I'm having a hard time throwing that out there. Really impressive on the mound, so really looking forward to seeing what he brings for the Cardinals throughout the season. Here's Jake Carrabba joining us in the Cardscast.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, let's start at the beginning. What made you decide, I guess, after, you know, some successful All-American time at Lewis College, you said, you know what, I want to hop in the transfer portal?
It was kind of just between my coach and I. We just talked, and we really figured, you know, there's nothing too much more to accomplish there, but a couple of things between Mike and I. And he was like, you should go explore other routes, you know, whether it be college or another level or whatnot. And so ultimately, after that conversation, you know, conversations with my parents, we ultimately decided hopping in the portal was probably the best idea for me.
Yeah. What's that experience like when you hop in the portal? Do college coaches, you know, once they see your name in there, just immediately start reaching out? How'd that process go for it? Was it lengthy? Was it quick? How would you describe it?
Yeah, so right as I went in the portal, my coach obviously texted me, hey, I don't know if it's the athletic director who really puts you in the portal, but he said that they'd be in contact with me. So, you know, it'd only be a matter of time. So, you know, I'm up all night kind of, all right, like, you know, it's in the summer I worked. So, like, It was getting to, like, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I'm like, all right, I have to go to bed. And so I checked my email one last time, and I saw that I was in the portal. So I screenshotted it at, like, 2 a.m., and then I went to bed, and I woke up to DMs in Twitter, DMs on Instagram, and phone calls with voicemails from coaches already. And I was like, there's no way that I'm getting called at 3 a.m. So, yeah, thankfully I slept with my phone on silence. So
when you wake up to that, what's your first thing you do? Do you call coach, hey, this is happening, I need some direction? You know, how do you choose, okay, who do I want to call first? I mean, that's got to be difficult.
Honestly, I kind of just went down the line because I really didn't know. I kind of just handled it like I did with high school, just trying to be respectful to every coach, kind of give them a little bit of my time. But also I had to, because of work, like put it off to the side a little bit and do my work day and then call people at lunch and call people after and just, again, go from top to bottom. So just trying to be as nice as possible to everybody.
Again, we're joined by Jake Carrabba, Louisville pitcher, here in the Cards Cast. So Louisville enters the picture. How quickly did that relationship grow? Obviously, somewhat quickly, it seems.
Yeah, I can tell you for sure it grew very quickly with me just because of being a Chicago kid or a Chicagoland. You know, I live probably 10 minutes away from Knapchack, so we grew up kind of together. His dad actually coached me hitting growing up, so I reached out to Christian, and we talked. Also, Tommy talked with me, his dad, and they kind of laid it out for me how it's going to go and, you know, how I'm going to be looked at a Louisville standard and everything, and I fell in love with it pretty quickly after getting, you know, probably an hour to think about it. And then Coach Williams called me again. You know, he came to the house. And after that house meeting, you know, my parents were pretty unclear before. And then after that house meeting, we all were kind of dead set on it. And I remember going out with a few of my friends that night to hang out with them. And I had told them, like, on that Friday that I was going to commit to Louisville. But I didn't do it till Sunday. So everybody knew.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I fell in love pretty quickly with Louisville, and it was awesome. It was so surreal.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So I'm curious, what kind of positive things did CNAP have to say about Louisville?
He just said everything was awesome. He was like, you know, the coaching staff is awesome. The way that you hang out with everyone, like the bond you create, the practices are just something else. You know, you really learn more about the game, and you just become a better person and a better player in the short time that I'll be here for a year. They said, you know, if things get to work out and you get to go to the next level, you're going to be more prepared than ever. And that was what I really wanted to hear. So that's ultimately why I chose here.
Because you were a starter at Lewis College, mm-hmm. you know, as I mentioned, an All-American because of what you did as a starter.
Yeah.
And here, your first appearance in the doubleheader,
yeah.
you come out of the pen. How would you describe what you anticipate your role being this year?
I just wanted my role to really help out the team in any way. Obviously, I'm a little upset that, you know, we lost. That's not how you want it to go. But I'm just happy that, you know, got to come in, hold the game kind of close, and at least give us a little bit of a chance, I guess. I'm just happy that hopefully, you know, continues to go that way, get a few innings to help the team out. I'm just happy to, like I said, give the team any opportunity to win. That's all I want to do here. So
kind of reminds me of one thing that Dan has said multiple times about the transfers and, you know, whether they be, you know, guys like yourselves or junior college guys, maybe even mm-hmm. some of the freshmen, is they're coming here because they want to prove something.
Yeah.
You immediately agree with that. What do you feel like you want to prove this year?
I don't know. I obviously something about myself, like that I'm a, you know, good baseball player and deserve to be at this school. But also I think for us coming together, like I think everybody wants to prove that as a baseball player that they deserve to be at Louisville because, you know, sometimes things, and, you know, maybe I'm speaking for some freshmen or that, you know, whatever, but, like, you'll commit here and people will be like, oh, there's no way he deserved to be there or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, well, like, one individual, I'm going to prove myself to you that, like, you think that. But also, like, we want to prove to everybody else that's outside of Louisville, you know, we're a good team. We're going to come here. We're going to compete. Like, we're going to go to Omaha. And, you know, I do think that it's like, you know, we're kind of like wrapped in the circle right now with being told about, you know, last year and the media and everything. And for me, it's a little frustrating because I wasn't here last year, but like I hate being wrapped in a last year thing, especially when I wasn't here. And it's like I don't want to be defined by that. And so I think a lot of guys are on the same page with that. And it's like, you know, We're going to go out and just prove everybody wrong. I know we were off to a little rough start, but, you know, it's just brush that under. It doesn't really matter. I think we're going to really come out, especially tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., and I think we're going to do real good. So I'm really excited for that.
Kind of, I don't know if it surprised me a little bit, but when I asked you what you wanted to prove, I was kind of almost anticipating, you know, that I'm draft worthy or something like that. And your first thought is, you know, that I'm Louisville baseball worthy. I mean, I think that says a lot about the culture of Louisville baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you're supposed to just buy into this program while you're here. I think everybody on this team is draft eligible, or not draft eligible, draft worthy. I've told that to, you know, Sebastian and probably Hoy too. Just some guys, you know, I hang out with. Like, it really does impress me with the level of baseball it is here, how quick we are to like move and react and kind of just make adjustments, especially pitching wise. And so I think everybody is draft worthy. It's such a high standard they have here at Louisville. I mean, you see it on the wall, and so you just really want to prove that you deserve to be one on that wall with that you know, your year, which is, you know, 2024, I want to see that number up there. And I know there's a lot of guys that want to be on the All-American list, especially, you know, Seabass being a preseason All-American. It would be so cool to see him on the wall, too. Yeah. So, I mean, I think you just want to prove that you're Louisville worthy.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. You mentioned, you know, the expectations at Louisville. And so starting off 0-2 this season's got to sting.
Yeah.
What was that like? Because obviously, first of all, it gets all changed around because of the weather. And now maybe you're facing maybe a little bit better pitching in all three games than you maybe initially were going to. So, I mean, what's the mindset when you come back after a doubleheader like that?
Obviously, like you said, it stings some. It's not fun going 0-2. But you kind of just got to go, I guess, you kind of just got to go with it at this point. Like, I don't really know. Like, you just have to, you have to take it, and you just got to go into tomorrow, and, like, you just got to win that day. Like Coach Mack has said, like, we could go 0-2. He said this before, you know, last year. I think it was against Miami. They went 0-2 or something. And then they came back and they won on Sunday. And so that's kind of what we're going to do and what we're trying to do is, you know, yeah, we started it off kind of rough. It's 0-2. But we're going to come back Sunday and we're going to go 1-2. And then we're going to go back. We're going to turn the page on this weekend. We're going to go into the midweek, you know, 2-2. Then we're going to go into the next series. You know, hopefully be, what, 5-2 at that point. Then we just keep stacking wins and keep getting better and better and better. So it's just put it behind us at this point and win the day tomorrow.
Yeah, it can't be defined by the first couple games, that's for sure. I mean, just a couple of years ago, Louisville was down here and didn't do well. You know, the two one-run losses probably better than what they did 2 years ago, and that still ended up being a super regional team. So you never, you know, there's a full season to play on. But before I let you go, when you're off the field, now that you're in Louisville, have you had a chance to get out and discover new restaurants that you like, new hang spots? You know, do you like to just hang out the dorm? What do you like to do for fun?
I really like to go just hang out with my friends. Yeah. You know, we kind of go out, go to get food. One thing that I love to do is, you know, started with JT and I in the fall. We would always go get coffee in the morning, do our homework, you know, and we would go try new places. We go to, like, pregame coffee, Sinergos, I don't really remember how to say it. You know, places like Starbucks, Dunkin', you know, that's the biggest thing, I think, for us is, I mean, going to get coffee in the morning, do our homework, get it all out of the way, and then go to practice, and then go home and make food. So that's been one of the key points for me is getting coffee with my friends. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, cool. Well, hey, appreciate you taking some time with us and hanging out in the CarsCast.
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate it.
All right.
Again, want to thank Jake Raba for joining us in the CarsCast. Good way to take advantage of a rain delay, which turned into a canceled game as Louisville had their final game against South Florida canceled. But I appreciate him joining us in here in the CarsCast. Great to get to know him a little bit more and really excited to see what he's going to bring throughout the 2024 season. Again, as we discussed and as I mentioned in the open, really impressive outing his first time on the mound for the Cardinals in their opener against Indiana State, a game they eventually lost 8-7. But again, Caraba looked really good on the mound, and I expect he's going to have a lot of impressive outings for the Cardinals out on the hill this year. So again, thanks to him. Again, Louisville back at it at Jim Patterson Stadium on Wednesday. Xavier coming in to play the Cardinals. Louisville 0-2, still looking for that first W. Xavier coming in as the number two pick in the Big East Conference, right behind UConn, which handed Louisville a loss down in Tampa, defeating Louisville 4-3 in that second game of the doubleheader. So Xavier, the number two pick in the Big East, right behind the Huskies. They're coming into Jim Patterson Stadium on Wednesday. So a nice challenge to the start to the 2024 season for Dan McDonald and his staff. He mentioned before the season that the series down in Tampa would have a little bit kind of like a regional feel. Unfortunately, the weather impacted that a little bit. The doubleheader may have had a sense of that. It was kind of a, you know, kind of neat how the, you know, just an hour and 10-15 minutes or so after game one, both teams are Louisville back on the diamond, this time playing UConn, right back at it. So that was kind of neat. But I tell you what, if you include Xavier in that early season schedule, which certainly it is as the home opener, that's a nice challenge for early in the year as well, and especially for your home opener. So, again, that's out at Jim Patterson Stadium on Wednesday. So, free admission. Hope to see you out there. And, again, thanks again to Jake Caraba for spending some time with us here in the CardsCast. I'm Michael McCammon, senior writer at Cardinal Authority, and this has been a CardsCast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.